Renewed workers' actions offer hope for change in Egypt. David Johnson. As well as coming under pressure from the masses over the Egyptian regime's cowardly response to the Israeli state's merciless attacks on Gaza, strongman President Sisi faces rising workers' anger. Sharply rising food prices have severely hit Egypt's low-paid workers, but there are signs of a fight back. Around 14,000 textile workers at Egypt's largest factory, Misr Spinning and Weaving Company, at Mahalar al-Kubra in the Nile Delta region, started a week's strike on the 22nd of February. Workers at one of real estate company Talat Mustafa Group's biggest subsidiaries, Alexandria Construction, in Cairo, held a protest on the 28th of February. It was women workers in Mahalla's clothing factory who started chanting slogans, which quickly spread from one building to another. Security staff locked exits to stop these workers, as well as those at the on-site power station, gathering in the central square. However, on the third day, 7,000 strikers rallied there. Dozens were arrested. As usual, the official state-run trade union committee denounced the strike, but workers drove them out of the rally. This echoed the historic 2006 strike, when Mahalla women began the strike, that was a key step towards the 2011 uprising bringing President Hosni Mubarak's 31-year rule to an end. In 2008, the city saw an uprising, that was to be repeated on a national scale, 3 years later. The new strike's trigger was the public sector minimum wage increase from 4,000 Egyptian pounds, then, to less 6,000 per month. Although Mahalla is state-owned, pay is covered by the National Wages Council, which last October raised the private sector minimum wage to just less 3,500. A Mahalla worker with 25 years service taking home less 4,000 per month, gets around $130 at the official exchange rate, or $80 at the parallel market rate, at the time of writing. Workers also demanded their daily meal allowance be increased to less 30. Chanting this barely covers the price of a liter of milk. They also chanted, "Where is Sisi's decision?" pointing to an increasing willingness to challenge the president. In January, he arrogantly remarked, "Don't we eat? We eat. Won't we drink? We drink, and everything is functioning. Things are expensive and some things are not available. So what?" The strike ended after a week, following the Minister of Public Business Sector's intervention. Management agreed to pay less 6,000 per month minimum and most arrested workers were released. An earlier offer, that included overtime payments, profit share and health insurance and the less 6,000 was not accepted. Construction workers protest. Hundreds of Talat Mustafa workers protested outside company headquarters. The company has been laying off workers on permanent contracts, and replacing them with temporary workers on worse terms and conditions. Workers demanded overdue payments, a cost of living bonus, better health insurance and safety gear on construction sites. Site conditions are poor, with no safety gear available and insufficient healthcare coverage. Many permanent workers laid off have been injured at work, or suffer chronic illnesses. Workers told reporters criteria for bonus rates and rises are obscure, but are consistently paid out to people related to, or connected with managers. Managers and their assistants receive lavish benefits, while workers' pay stays low. Unusually, the police did not attempt to shut down the protest, although they have stopped smaller protests in the past. However, on the 4th of March an office workers' protest was prevented when security forces locked gates. But then hundreds of the company's own security guards refused to start their shift. They demanded higher wages, better benefits, working hours and holidays. "Our salaries are very weak at less 3,000. We work for over 14 hours a day, unlike the rest of the employees. We receive the quarterly bonus at a lower percentage than them," one guard explained. Within 30 minutes, a senior manager met them, promising to pay a rise within 2 months, after which the protest finished. Mubarak's regime remains Talat Mustafa Group has had huge contracts constructing the new capital city President Sisi has overseen. It tripled its real estate and hospitality business in the past year, despite Egypt's economic crisis. In the past few months its share price shot up, making millions for its multimillionaire major shareholder, Talat Mustafa. One of Africa's richest men, he was close to Hosni Mubarak's son, Gamal, who was hated by workers for pushing through widespread privatization when his father was president. In 2008, Talib Mustafa was found guilty of paying a former policeman $2 million to murder Lebanese singer Susan Tamim. The other major shareholders of Talib Mustafa Group are the Bin Laden family of Saudi Arabia. In February, the company entered a partnership agreement with United Arab Emirates investment company ADQ to build a vast new tourist city at Ras El Hikma on the Mediterranean coast, west of Alexandria. The $35 billion deal, including sale of land by the army, will greatly help Sisi's government pay $42 billion debt and interest charges it owes this year. Many questions are raised, including the viability of the project, its environmental cost, the true value of the land, how its army ownership came about, what local residents' views are, they haven't been consulted, and what controls there will be over future profits in a free economic zone. The Sisi government's desperate need for foreign exchange has forced it to sell off state-owned assets. Ras El Hikma adds to the growing list of Egyptian companies and land now under Gulf ownership and control. The gross inequality, corruption and brutal repression of opposition of former President Hosni Mubarak's regime has continued, and even increased, under Sisi. Recent strikes and workers' protests could mark the beginning of a new wave of working class action, as developed in Mubarak's final years. The reawakening of the Egyptian working class could be a powerful factor in ending the crisis in Gaza, opening the Rafah crossing for humanitarian aid, and encouraging workers and the poor across the Middle East and North Africa to oust their mega-rich rulers across the region. Building independent trade unions and workers' parties with socialist, democratic and internationalist programs will be needed to end ongoing capitalist poverty, war and environmental destruction.